get. Alright, cool. Everybody vibing like a celebration. Lighting up the blunt, put it in rotation. High as hell, but we chopping it up down in the basement. It's a stereotype. Come on in, pull up a chair, take a seat, join the conversation. Yeah, cause this is shop talk. Yeah, this is shop talk. Pull up a chair, take a seat, this is shop talk.
And we're live. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Shop Talk, episode 4, aka the threesome episode. I got two special guests with me for this episode. I got you, and then I got you. I got my girlfriend with me. I've talked a lot about her on the podcast. I got Sam, baby. Say what's up to the people.
Hey.
And I got Maya.
Hello.
Got my dope roommate. This is the quarantine episode, people. Can't go nowhere, so we're stuck making podcast episodes. A lot has happened in the world since I think I dropped my episode like a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks, some shit like that. I don't know. Yo, it's been bad, bro. This quarantine, ain't it? I'm losing my mind. I think I might be depressed.
Calm down.
Yeah, how do y'all feel about the quarantine? They're nervous, yo. So bear with me. I got two nervous people with me. They took a shot before we started recording, and they chased it with fruit because we ain't got juice. We don't got no juice in the crib, no soda, no nothing. Baby, how's your quarantine time been?
My quarantine, as our foreign roommate would say, is boring. We've been here for what, 3 weeks already?
Some shit like that.
And I'm over it.
Wait, it's been weeks, yo. I thought it's been a month, bro.
We have like a month to go, and I'm over it. I can't find other things to do with myself.
Yo, Maya, tell the people how you feeling, bro.
A month to go really just like gets me. Like, are you fucking kidding me? A month? Oh, I can't do this. The last 2 weeks. I mean, they haven't been terrible. I've been having a good time. We be getting lit, but...
We be getting lit!
Hell yeah. But, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I feel like after this quarantine, there's gonna be a lot more alcoholics in the world.
100%.
Yeah, we be getting... For sure. We be getting drunk almost on the daily, bro.
About every other day or so. We give ourselves a break.
We've honestly given ourselves a break a while from now. Now we're lit, but... We haven't gotten lit since, like, Sunday.
That is true, yeah.
And it's... Wednesday.
It's the Wednesday.
I couldn't remember what day it was.
That's the liquor doing its work, people. We got drunk people on this set. We're not even this set.
It's the quarantine. I don't know what day it is.
Yo, facts. I don't keep track of time no more. I don't know what day it'd be. Like, it could be Saturday, and I'm here thinking it's, like, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Every day feels like Saturday.
I don't have anything to do. I have nothing to do.
The whole world got nothing to do, bro.
I still got school. I have nothing to do.
Bro, it's crazy when you think about it. Like, only a couple of weeks before, everybody was, like, on a schedule. You'd wake up, go to work. Go work, come back home, just do the same shit.
And then you
go from that to waking up at...
Whatever time you feel like it.
For the past like 2 weeks, bro, I've been waking up past like 12 o'clock.
Past 1 o'clock. Fucking past 12 o'clock.
All right.
We wake up.
Wake up at 1.
Who gives a fuck?
Contemplate life. Get up. And then we just start drinking. Yo, that's crazy, bro. We start our day by getting lit, bro. Yeah, bro, this quarantine ain't it. As weird as it sounds, I miss going to work. I miss getting up early in the morning and riding that god-awful train.
Yeah, I don't like my job, but I miss going somewhere.
Yo, Nespresso, y'all heard that? Yo, get rid of her.
Shh.
Ooh, we got some buffalo dip.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Ooh. Here. Oh, man. Yo, we've been cooking a lot more ever since this quarantine started.
Yeah, that is true. That might be the only good thing that has come out of this quarantine. It's like, we be chefing it up.
It's funny because when they said that they would close, like, the restaurants, like, you could only, like, get takeout, I thought that more people would start ordering out more. But people been chefing it up.
And honestly, like, I don't know, you should order out more. Because these businesses they're suffering. Honestly. So I try to order out. I was ordering out at the expense of my bank account. But
we ain't rich.
We're doing a good deed.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Honestly, we're doing ourselves a good deed by cooking more. Not eating out.
Yeah.
Because we were eating out a lot before.
I've been saving so much money. Because every time I'd go to work, I'd go to school, whatever, I'd be spending mad fucking money. And I'm tight that I didn't spend my
your Metro card?
No. Well, that too.
Yo, fact, that weekly be hurting, bro.
Because, no, I bought the fucking monthly. Ooh, so I, and my that's monthly, what, 127? My monthly ends April 2nd.
So that is today.
Dead.
That's today.
For mad long.
R.I.P. that Metro card, bro.
My Pace dollars, my...
Oh, your dime dollars, your college credit, college, your whatever you want to call it.
Meal plan, my meal plan.
Ah, that's your meal plan.
I was literally saving it because we have, we had the Starbucks. So I was saving it. I would only get Starbucks every once in a while. But I wish I would have just swiped that bitch the whole time.
Like, yo, facts.
Fucking Starbucks, I'm pissed.
Going in overload with that shit.
Right? Now, nothing. Now that all goes to shit.
Yo, can we talk about how a lot of people are pissed because their graduations have been, like, postponed?
Yeah.
I can't even think about that because I would be so goddamn tight.
I can't. Isn't Allie graduating this year?
She's supposed to be.
R.I.P. Allie, bro.
Some people were talking about in my she's class. She's not
that. Her graduation is, though.
Some people were talking about in my class that the Pace might have all of their graduation next year. So, like, they were talking about how all of the international students, are they going to be able to come back next year and be able to graduate like that? But also, get out of my graduation. That's my next year is my graduation. I don't want mad people at my graduation with their dumb asses. Like,
so wait, you're just supposed to, what, like, finish school, do, like, carry on with your life, and then a year later just come back for the graduation ceremony?
I wasn't really paying attention to my class, but yes, that's what they were saying, because they were asking all the international students if they were going to be able to come back for next year.
Why not just do it right after this pandemic, quote unquote, is over?
I don't know. And I feel like, I don't, that's not even my two cents to say, but I feel like I don't even think, probably not, like, because a graduation is hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to be able to do that, especially with all of the people we have. We have international students. We have interstate students. That's but cool. I'm saying, like, don't come back for my graduation.
Yo, do not come back for Maya's graduation.
That's my graduation. I don't want double the amount of people at my graduation. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I haven't been to a college graduation, but them bitches be packed. And I hear that it's always hot. I hate being hot. I'm fat. Us fat people, we don't like being hot. So if the shit turns into fucking, like, what, let's say, like, 1,000 plus to, like, 10,000 plus? Yo, fuck that.
Yeah, probably, I have no idea, honestly. Maybe 10.
It's a lot of people. All I'm saying is if y'all go to Maya's graduation, bro, y'all gonna cause me to not go. So don't do that, because I gotta show support.
Ass, don't come to my graduation.
Don't go, bro. Do not go. You're not invited, bro.
You're not invited.
What else is going on with the world? Now that it's ending, oh, we got graduations being postponed.
No. nothing.
Online classes. Yo, Maya takes online classes. She be Skyping it up with her professor and her students. I mean, and her fellow classmates. Yo, imagine having to wake up early in the morning just to grab your computer to Skype. I want you to talk about it.
I don't even, because half the time I wake up, like, basically shit-faced. And then I'm trying to tune into class, like, trying to, like, contribute to what we're talking about, and I can't, because I'm just fucked up still. But, and it's just, like, bullshit still. It's always bullshit, because all we talk about in our classes is the fucking coronavirus. That's all we talk about.
Yeah, I listened in. That's it. That's literally all
we have to fucking talk about. And I'm tight about it. Even if I'm missing class because I'm literally inebriated, it doesn't matter because all we're talking about is the goddamn coronavirus. It doesn't even matter.
Like, I'm trying to learn, bro.
Deadass.
I came to class, I want to learn.
Not necessarily.
Fuck that, I'm a dropout. I'm not going back to school. But
my other classes, I'm trying to learn, and they're not trying to teach me. I'll be talking about this a couple
time. I love how professors were like, they know everything about the virus. Oh, they don't know shit.
They're always on that. They're always on that. Or all about what the fucking university is doing about it. You don't know anything about what they're doing. They're doing nothing, also. They're just canceling class, that's it. That's all. They're not doing anything about it. Mm-mm. They have people literally stuck outside of their dorms without their belongings. They've literally kicked people out, and they can't get their belongings back until they talk to the, like, managers of the dorm building, which is the COORs? What was it? What was Michael?
Something like that.
Like OR.
Yeah, COORCRO.
Some high level person.
Some high level, like RA type of shit.
It wasn't like an RA, but it was like a RD? Little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know? I have no idea. But you have to like contact them and then get your belongings back, basically. That's like, that's crazy.
I would say, fuck that.
Right?
My belongings
are
bust
up in it.
Now I have to tell them I need permission to get my shit back. What the hell? Mm-hmm. That's retarded. Bro, we don't know what we're doing, bro.
Because I just kicked them out of there.
I heard that Cuomo wanted to turn the SUNY dorms into like, basically, like, a hospital, kind of, for people with the virus. I could see how that would be, like, useful, but at the same time, people live there. Like, people have lived there. Imagine you coming back to your room to find out that some person with the virus was in your room. Like, what the hell?
If they had, like, room. 100% where they gave them enough time. Because a lot of universities did not give them enough time. They were just like, you need to be out in however many days. If they gave them enough time and they got out, like, whatever. And they had an open dorm, sure. Because we have literally no room for all of these, like,
infected people.
That and like dead bodies. We have literally no room
for
them.
Where would you put the ones that died?
So like they've been in refrigerator trucks. They've backed up of a refrigerator truck to one of the worst hospitals in Queens. They've backed up a refrigerator truck into that hospital to put all of the dead bodies in there.
That's
what they've done.
That's disgusting. Wow. Yo, disgusting. I said it in my last, in like two episodes ago. Contagion. If y'all ain't see that, bro, that's what's gonna happen in real life. So you go watch that movie and find out what's gonna happen with the world. I'm pretty sure shit that has happened in the movie is happening in the world.
There's a lot of things, and even me, who is like kind of like a not a disbeliever, but like whatever.
A skeptic?
Yeah, a skeptic, kind of, I guess. Like, I understand, like, coronavirus is 100% a real thing. I'm not like that. But I'm not gonna base anything I hear off of a movie. But there is a lot of words that kind of tripped me up. They were like social distancing and like all of the stimulus package and like shit like that. That kind of was like, oh, that's exactly what's happening right now. You know, obviously in Contagion, if you haven't seen it, there's like other, like, the the disease that is in the movie is different from the coronavirus, but
yeah,
there's still similar mental actions that were taken that is kind of concerning.
Not only that, the rate of deaths and that, people getting the fucking virus is that shit is spiraling.
It was
bro.
Real. It was real when it was like
And not only that, we're not even at the point of its peak yet. They say that we haven't reached the peak yet.
In the States.
Especially in New States. York. In New York, it's not at the peak at all. That's concerning.
Yo, we need to just...
Fuck.
Maya has said this a lot. We need to just shut everything down for like 2 weeks. Nobody go outside. Nothing is open. No essential worker bullshit. No, fuck that. Take 24 hours. Get whatever you need. And for 2 weeks, just stay the fuck home. And
exactly,
cause you got a lot of like, I feel like at first people were overreacting with this virus shit, and then it hit New York, and then it started spreading at the rate that it was spreading, and people were still doing what they were doing, going outside, touching everything, then touching their face, and then licking fucking toilet seats and the poles and the trains. And it's like, bro, at a certain point, you got to realize, all right, this shit is real. Obviously, no one wants the fucking virus. Do what you got to do and stay home. And people aren't doing that shit. I feel like if we all as a people just say, outside bad, inside good, and we stay home. Like, it's not rocket science, bro. Like, if you don't got to go outside, don't go outside. And I feel like if we were to just shut everything down, this shit would be over with.
And nobody has to be any, like, crazy about it either. Like, just, like, fucking stay inside.
It's really not that fucking hard.
Stay inside real quick. Like, we've been doing it. We, as a collective in our apartment, have been inside for over 2 weeks. Other than going to, basically, grocery store.
Yeah.
That's really all we go to.
We've, like, it's fine.
And the liquor store, because, you know.
Obviously. They're right next to each other. Right? And what else are we going to do?
Yeah.
But, like, it's not hard. Yeah, get yourself some fucking liquor and fucking get lit for 2 weeks and do whatever you want. It's not hard.
Yo, like, turn into an alcoholic, bro. Y'all won't regret it. Especially if you're living with your friends, bro. Y'all will become closer than ever.
And even, like, I don't know, if you have, like, more non-destructive hobbies, you can just put your, you can put your time into that. I personally don't. I'm personally a fucking alcoholic. So obviously I like to drink. But if you're a fucking, like, artist, paint. Like, just stay in your house, you dumbass. Like, you guys are crazy.
Yo, a lot of rappers, they've been making a lot of songs from their house. And that shit is good, bro.
Exactly. Oh, another thing I've heard is that people are postponing their, like, drops because of the quarantine. But I don't understand why they would do that, because why wouldn't you have, like...
That's,
a quarantine hit, well, you know?
Like, song drops, you mean?
Yeah, or, like, albums, even.
The Weeknd drops his album, well, for and we played that for, like, a good three, for 4 albums, days in the house.
For albums, I could understand just because...
I don't know if that's true.
Just because of the fact that you want people to go out and buy your shit physically, because, you know, the numbers go up. So I can understand the album aspect.
People do that.
People go and buy albums.
Okay.
Like, it's the same way people, like, instead of streaming music from, like, Apple Music or Spotify, they actually buy albums from iTunes. Okay. I can understand, because I really love music, but I'm not spending my money. I have Apple Music.
I don't know. I just had no idea, because I'm solely a streamer.
Streamer?
I only stream music.
I don't own, like, a CD player, but, exactly, record player, none of that.
Yeah, record player especially. I feel like that would be the main.
But for songs, though, that I don't get, because, I mean, we have nothing to do. I want more music, bro.
I want to listen to, like, a bop right now. It's the quarantine
I saw on IG that I think Gunna and I think it's Travis Scott, I think. Gunna and Somebody is dropping a song tomorrow. It's called Quarantine Clean.
Hey. Shut up.
I'll be so serious. Yo, look it up on IG.
That's fun.
It's Gunna and I don't know who, but yeah. This is the perfect time to drop music, though, because your streams are just going to go up. You're going to make a lot of money, and you're doing the people a favor, bro. I want more music in the world, bro. I want more music, because I got nothing else to do.
Exactly, but listen to music all day.
I listen to the same shit all day, every day. I would like some new flavor.
Did you hear Lil Durk's new song?
Something Only Love, All Love, some shit like
all
that.
All Love, yeah.
All Love. I haven't heard it, but I know he dropped it.
It's cool.
Nah, I need better.
Right,
than cool.
It's not like a quarantine bop. You know, I need a quarantine bop right now.
I need some shit that I'm bumping on repeat for like 6 hours.
That's
straight.
What I'm saying. Like in the shower, on like the fourth shower of the day, because I have nothing else to do.
Yo, I found a new song that I really fuck with. It's I played it for you while you were in the shower. The
hit.
The Tyler Loyal song and Jay Critch. Maya, I'm gonna give you a little. I'm not gonna get sued, bro. Do you know who I am? You guys don't. Why are y'all whispering?
We're talking about the chicken dip. Like, who wants to hear about that?
I burnt it a little bit. Did you want the fucking whole world to hear that I burnt the chicken dip a little bit?
Well, since y'all know, she fucked up the chicken dip.
Mm-hmm. I'm chewing on it right now.
Just put it here. I don't eat it. Or put it on this side.
I'm gonna fast forward a little bit. Can you call my phone every time that
you miss me? Yeah. It's called Hit Me, because I don't think Ruben said that.
I think I did, but it's Hit Me by Tyler Loyal featuring Jay Critch. I personally love Jay Critch verse. That nigga went hard. But Tyler Loyal, this nigga, he got it, bro.
I did like it, I will say.
No, that's trash. Alright, let me fast forward a little bit. Don't you ever turn against me. It get too hard, I want my block, I made my wrist freeze. Alright, before I actually get fuck around and get sued. yeah, that's the song. I know a lot of people have not heard it. It only got like 3,000 views on YouTube.
Shut up.
So, Tyler Loyal, Hit Me. Go check that out. Yo, you fuck with the song.
Sound good, bro.
That's been my quarantine bop for a couple days now. Alright. Let's talk about what people have been doing during this quarantine, bro. Mm-hmm. And how a lot of people feel like they're gonna be the next top TikToker, bro. Yo, I personally hate TikTok, bro. I feel like it's gay. Oh, I can't say that. I said what I said. I don't know what it is about TikTok, bro. I just feel like some of the shit on there is funny. Like, I'll give you that, but it gets too repetitive. Mm-hmm. You be seeing the same shit over and over and over and over again. And it's like, bro, like, how many people can we have doing the same shit in a
week? And that's just from, like, what we see on Twitter.
None of us have TikTok, right?
I don't have TikTok.
None of us have TikTok.
My coworker, Chris, he tried to, like, he got it. And then he was like, yo, get TikTok. And since I don't do shit at work neither, I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll get TikTok. I got it. And like the first 5 minutes, I was like, bro, why did I download this app? And then like I started watching like the gaming videos that people drop. And that I was like, all right, I could fuck with this. Even then, I was like, nah, bro, I'm deleting this shit. I only have 32 gigs on my phone. I'm like, this is not going. This is not going into those 32 gigs, bro.
I don't have room for TikTok.
And recently, every couple now wants to do the flip the switch challenge. And that was funny for like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then now everybody started doing it. And bro, why are y'all switching clothes with y'all girls, bro?
Some of the guys, honestly, though, they look better than the girls in the clothes.
I've seen those.
Like, it's the fact that, like, usually, like, a girl will start twerking her ass, and then the guy once they flip the switch, we'll start twerking. And I'm like, bro, please stop. Why are y'all doing that?
Sometimes they look bad.
They gotta shake that ass.
I think, yo, I should point out these two females love, like, guy asses. They, yo, if you're a guy and you live in an all-female household, you are forced to hear girl talk, bro. And let me tell ya, sometimes it's just a trip, bro. They be talking. Like, I will sit there and I will hear these girls talk about guys' asses.
I do look.
And no, bro, I'm not for it. I'm not for it. And then my girl, she'll try to be like, "Oh, you're just tight because you don't have a nice ass." No, that's not the fucking reason why. No, that is fully not the reason why. Feel me? But yeah, I get it. Y'all bored. There's nothing to do. But yo, not everybody needs to be a TikToker, bro. So stop trying to join the wave.
And TikTok don't be that funny. If we're being real, some things are funny, I guess. But it's rare.
And you know what's funny? The shit that's funny on TikTok, it's not even like original. Mm-hmm. It's just voiceovers. Mm-hmm, and then people just acting a fool, and it makes it funny. That's not original. So technically, that's really not funny. You're just taking something that is already funny and then just adding your own, like, dysfunctional fucking flavor, whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
You know what I hate? People comparing TikTok to Vine.
Oh, yo, it's not even close.
Not even close. Yo, it was what, like 2 nights ago? We were watching Vine videos. It must have been for at least
Like an hour
and some change. Yo, just compilation of funny Vine videos. What?
You guys?
You were fucked up.
Oh, that's what I was gonna ask. That's what I was trying to ask.
See, Maya don't remember because, you know, she be getting shit face every day, all day. But yeah, that happened. Yeah, we were. Really? It was fucking
like
hour.
All the Spanish.
Oh, okay, I was busy.
Oh yeah, she was busy because Maya trying to learn Spanish.
So
I went to the bathroom, right? I went to the bathroom, and I just heard my girl going around the apartment, and all I would hear was, I'm like, what the fuck? Yo, I come out the bathroom and I see post-it notes everywhere around the whole house. There was a post-it note on the door, in the room next to the bathroom. You see, she's studying too during this quarantine. There was one in the hallway. What's hallway?
Pasillo.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. There was one on the floor in the living room.
Piso.
Yo. Yo, after this quarantine is over, bro, she's going to be a full-on Dominican, bro.
Dead ass.
Repping a flag and all that. Mm-hmm. A post-it note, I'm pretty sure there was one on the TV.
No, I know that one. Television.
Yeah.
Television. I know that one.
There's
one. I didn't need a post-it note.
On the toaster oven, on the bottle.
Tostadora.
Next to the TV.
Tostadora. Uh-huh. On the wall. I'm pretty sure there's one on the window.
There's one on the freezer and on the fridge.
On the speaker.
Ventana.
I also want to point out the post-it note was right in front of her also.
I didn't want to look at it.
I like that. I could appreciate that.
See? It's
You see, there's other shit to do than fucking hopping on TikTok, bro. Learn a language. Mm-hmm. Learn a language.
Yes, Duolingo.
Read the dictionary, bro. Okay. For my hood niggas, bro, read the dictionary, bro. So that way you could be a professional getting money legit. Am I wrong or am I right?
No, you're right.
I know I'm right. Yo, why are you so quiet, babe?
What are you talking about?
Yo, it's basically been me and Maya this episode.
I thought you were going to call me out and I was like, no.
For no reason.
Yo,
no,
the people have been waiting for you, bro, because I've been mentioning you.
Well, I'm here. So, like,
but let the people don't know that.
They do know that.
The people know that Maya's here.
I'm laughing. I'm with it.
Talk about
what you with?
Podcast.
I'm pretty sure Netflix's streams have gone up since this quarantine shit.
Oh, for a fact.
Netflix and actually chilling has been in full effect in this house. Non-stop reruns of The Office. Mm-hmm. Jersey Shore is not on Netflix, but we've been watching Jersey Shore. This is a Jersey Shore household. A lot of liquor.
Movies.
Mm-hmm. Yo, the movie we saw...
Fractured?
Last night, or 2 days ago, Fractured, mm-hmm. yo...
That was a good one.
Yo, if you haven't seen Fractured, go watch it. How would you like describe Fractured without giving away anything? I tried doing it with Anik yesterday and it wasn't working out. But he already saw it. So he figured out, he was like, oh yeah, that movie, I saw it. It's basically this couple, they are traveling back home after they went to the wife's parents' house for Thanksgiving and their daughter had to pee, so they went to a rest stop and blah, 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 bunch of dialogue. And then the little girl, she sees this, like, balloon by, like, a construction lot, I guess, behind the rest stop. And then this dog comes out and scares her. And the father, the main character, tries to, like, get her. But they both end up falling. And then they...
Shit goes left.
The mom came back out and saw that her husband and her daughter are just lying on the floor. And then they go to the hospital and, you know, they check the little girl out. And then the doctor that checks her says that he wants to run a CAT scan to make sure that there's no brain damage or whatever. And when they go to the CAT scan, the girl goes with the mom, right? Yeah, with the mom.
Well, the mom goes with the girl. Oh, it was the girl's CAT scan.
Whatever. Tomato, tomato. Basically, the dad is in the waiting area, and then hours pass by, and then he asks the receptionist, you know, what's up with my daughter? And basically, she tells him that your daughter, like, who is she? There's no record of her signing into the hospital, her getting checked, and it's just this mystery thriller. It's like an hour and 40, so it's not even that long.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie. The ending is... I'm not going to spoil it, but...
Definitely don't do that.
It's fucking wild.
You'd never guess.
The ending. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody will ever guess that ending. Unless if you're like a genius, because, you know, there's definitely...
Like, we had our ideas, but we didn't even get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were way off.
We were way off.
Yeah, Fractured on Netflix. Definitely check that out. Also, documentaries. I know you saw, babe, Tiger King.
Oh, yeah, I did see Tiger King.
You want to speak on that? I haven't seen it. It looks retarded.
Yeah. I hopped on that wave, okay? only because one of my cool coworkers was like, you got to watch this shit. So I was like, all right, whatever. So I watched it. I don't know if I was more so, like, bored and that's why I was watching it, but... It had its moments where it was really, you know, kind of interesting. Overall, it was kind of good. Whatever, I'd say watch it. Give it a little whatever. Like, what else are you fucking doing? Nothing. So, just watch it. It's 8 episodes. I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
So, don't. All right. So, that's her recommendation, Tiger King. Maya, have you seen anything that you feel like you want to share with the people? Of the universe. She's currently chewing right now. So, give her a second. Yeah, I'll be having some unprofessional people in my podcast, bro. I tell you.
We told you we were going to heat this up.
Honestly, no. And I've been, like, trying to find a show that I want to watch, and I really can't find it. Like, I've been watching Ozark. I've seen Ozark the first 2 seasons, and I tried to watch the third season. And I just couldn't really remember what happened. But even regardless... I've, like, tried to watch a bunch of other shows, like, Scream Queen. I tried to watch that last night.
You did? How was it?
It kind of, like, I didn't give it enough of a chance.
That's the one with Ariana Grande, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't give it enough of a chance, but the beginning, like, 10 minutes, it just seemed like bullshit. I didn't get into the Ariana Grande part, so okay. I think I should give it a chance until that part. But yeah, no, I haven't really gotten into any shows. The Bold Type, I've been...
You didn't like it?
I liked it. I did like it. I just can't get, like, into a show right now. I don't know why. And this is, like, the perfect time. It's the perfect time to, like, get addicted to a fucking show, and I can't. And I just ended up watching Full House last night. from like season one, episode one type shit. Like,
I mean, I could relate because it's like when you're bored, you want to watch something that you like. Mm-hmm. So it's like why we keep watching Jersey Shore and The Office, and
that's why I started rewatching Teen Wolf.
She's been trying to get me to watch Teen Wolf.
I'm supposedly too far in for him to start watching it, but that's fucking bullshit.
Yo, I was watching. I also been watching Greenhouse Academy. Not the point.
I should watch that.
Greenhouse Academy is. You could try. It's like one of those bad shows that it's just like, you know it's bad, but you keep watching it. You keep watching it. It's bad acting.
We need to watch Manifest.
Fuck, I completely forgot my point that I was making. Oh, Teen Wolf. Yeah, and I was watching Greenhouse Academy in the room, and then I come out, and she was watching Teen Wolf, and then I'm like, you see, I'm not understanding what the hell is going on. I don't want to, just have to figure it out, so I'll just watch it whenever you decide to rewatch it again or restart.
We got a month to go, so, you know.
We got the time for it, so we'll make it happen.
Even, I didn't understand what was going on, because I wasn't really paying attention at all. But it seemed pretty. I can see why you got addicted to it.
I appreciate that. I like that. Yes,
a lot of people were confused as to why I wasn't into Teen Wolf when it was actually on MTV. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I hadn't heard about it until I think it was definitely after the first season. And then I was just like, well, I didn't watch the first season, so I'm not going to start watching now. So I just never got into it. But there was a lot of hype around it.
That show was my shit. You remember when you used to get put in Twitter jail? That show would put me in Twitter jail. I could not tweet for a long time because of that fucking show.
Yo, I miss having that show where I would love just to wait a week for. Yo, that used to be The Flash for me, bro. The Flash.
Yo, you rewatch that shit all the fucking time.
No, I don't. I only started rewatching it. I only started rewatching it because I'm watching Greenhouse with Sam, and she ran off to watch Teen Wolf, and she got tight that I was watching without her. So I was like, all right, since I can't watch Greenhouse Academy, and I'm tired of watching The Office, Jersey Shore, I'm going to rewatch something else. The Flash.
Yeah, that's the wrong liquor bottle.
No more liquor? Oh,
damn. Nah, we still have the gin.
Ah.
You want?
We take a shot while making an episode? Yeah. Heard. I'm about to take a shot.
We got more fruit left.
Yo, this is what it comes to when there's no juice. We got to chase it with fruit.
Yeah, we really slacking with the juice, man.
Thankfully enough, we got toilet paper, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it was really bad. Everybody was stocking up on toilet paper.
Yeah.
My mom, she told me that she went to Walmart, and it's a big Walmart. Well, you went with me one time, remember?
It's a regular size Walmart. Well, I guess not to you people.
Is it a superstore?
No, it's not a super Walmart, but, you know, it's not a supermarket here in New York City.
It's not just the food.
Walmart is
clothes.
They had clothes. Yeah, they got clothes. They had the toys. They had everything. Yeah, that to me is a regular Walmart.
That to me is a super Walmart.
No, I think there's only
grocery Walmart near my house in Florida.
I think it's a super Walmart when they have meats meats and chicken. Because the Walmart near my mom's house, there's no meats or chicken. It's frozen food, but not.
That is very interesting.
No deli stuff, no nothing. Anyways, not the point. She told me that she went to Walmart and that shit was completely ransacked. There was no toilet paper, no cleaning supplies, barely any soap, hand sanitizer.
That shit was long gone.
At least on the streets now.
You know what's sad?
We just got a Lysol bottle for $5 on the street and two gloves because we didn't have a lot of cash.
For $7.
That's crazy. But what I was saying before was, it's crazy that it takes a fucking virus and a pandemic for people to want to start acting clean, bro.
Dirty motherfuckers.
Bro, what's wrong with y'all, bro? Y'all like being dirty?
But honestly, I mean, when I got home, I didn't always scrub my hands. I didn't do that.
That is true.
What's the word I'm looking for? Precautionary steps. is one thing, but like not having hand sanitizer in your crib or never using hand sanitizer, like touching, like not washing your hands after you just got off the train and you were touching the poles, like. Bro, what's wrong with y'all?
When I got off the train, I would not.
I have a bottle of. Look, you see, bro, my girl's already like, you do that.
He definitely all, did not wash his hands when he was to get off the train. I didn't either, though, so it's okay.
I have a bottle of hand sanitizer at my desk, and the first thing I do when I sit on my desk is I always put hand sanitizer.
You still gotta wash your hands, though.
Okay, whenever I go to the bathroom, I wash my hands.
Beautiful. Not everybody does that.
Start doing it, people. It's funny. I saw like a graphic picture on Instagram, and it was like, it's sad, but this is true. And it was one side, it was like pollution in the air, and a bunch of people outside. And the caption over that picture was before the virus, and then right next to it, the picture had no pollution, nobody outside, but. You know, the picture was cleaner, and it said after the virus, and it's crazy when you think about it. It takes a quote-unquote pandemic to clean shit up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really facts.
It's facts, but I'm saying, like it's sad that you realize how dirty we actually are, and it takes people dying and people catching some shit to get our act together.
I mean, and regardless of how, like, dirty we are, like, we're just, As a world, we are a bunch of factories. We manufacture shit, and that just creates pollution, that creates water waste. So we destroy the earth. But we haven't been able to do that because we don't have workers in those factories. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's why it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, great. I agree.
Yeah, the world is really, like...
It's an amazing thing to see, but, like, what do you really think it's going to change? After, like, do you really think after this we're gonna not go back to
we're going back to square one
exactly.
I fully
right back to their natural fucking exactly. ways.
There's no way that people are
we definitely are, because we're more worried about the economy, and then we're worried about the people. The last thing we're worried about is the environment.
It's the planet that we live on.
Yeah. I have yet to really hear about that, like,
nothing.
Nobody's talking about it. Nothing. Fucking nobody.
All right, I think we've been talking about this virus for too long.
We have.
I agree.
Fuck the virus. I'm tired of talking about
fuck
it.
Fuck the virus.
I already warned. I just wanted to.
You're eating our juice, bro.
I just ate one. I knew I was going to have one. I knew I was going to have one before and one after.
All right, if you're listening and you got alcohol in your house, grab a shot. Take the shot and get fucked up.
Because it's shot time. Because
we're taking a shot.
Shot o'clock.
Nah, it's too late for that. That was nasty.
Ooh. My blueberry. Oh
my God. I wish y'all were seeing what I'm seeing right now.
It tastes like dick.
I wouldn't know what that tastes like. Anywho.
Really?
Yes, really. Moving on. We got some questions that we're going to ask and... basically share our opinions on, sort of like last episode, but it's more focused on couples. It's about 13 questions. Are you guys ready? Did that shot make y'all alive?
Let's get to energetic.
I was born ready.
You were born ready. That's what I love to hear.
That exact same phrase.
Yeah. All right, first question. How long should you wait before moving in with your significant other?
I don't know, Ruben. You tell me.
No, you tell me.
You moved in with me. I didn't move in with you.
You were the one that begged for me to move in with you.
I'm right or wrong?
They also got some, like, options under the... They got some options under the picture. So, first option, 6 months, a year and a half, 2+ years.
Well, you guys were a year.
We were...
Yeah.
Basically.
We were a year.
Like a year.
I moved primarily with Sam just because I had gotten a new job for the city and my office was in Brooklyn and the girls live in Brooklyn, so... And my mom, she lives in... Not Brooklyn. And I did not want to spend Monday through Friday waking up at 4:30 in the morning to shower, to leave my house, to be outside of my house for more than 12 hours. I didn't want to do that. I honestly think before a significant other moves in or you guys start living with each other, I would say at least a year and a half. That didn't happen between us, but it's going all right.
Damn, just all right?
I don't know.
Nah, I'm playing.
I don't think it matters.
It's been going great. Hey. You don't think so?
You don't think it matters?
So, I mean...
Well, okay, seeing your situation, yeah, I don't think it matters.
It don't matter. We were, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at us now.
In the end, like, if it wasn't meant to work out, it's not gonna fucking work out. Yeah. So it don't matter when the fuck you moved in together.
That's right, 'cause it don't matter.
Nah, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you move in too soon, it's like the relationship has nothing to do with, like, if you guys, like, are okay with living with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the relationship could be great living with each other, though. It could be, what are you reading? Oh, 60 Minutes. You made me lose my train of thought, bro.
That's your fault.
No, that's your fault. Bottom line, my answer is at least a year and a half. Because, like I said, the relationship could be going great, but you find out that living with each other is a complete nightmare. And then it's like, what do we do now? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will feel like the next step to take is to break up. And it shouldn't lead to that, but it does. Mm-hmm. So... That's not going to happen with me and Sam, though, because I told her that she's stuck with me for life, whether she likes it or not. So, don't get any ideas, my fellas.
Ooh, there's, like, trucks going on over there. You saw that? No, look over here. Sorry, I'm ruining the podcast.
It's a sanitation truck.
Okay. Are you sure?
Because no, there was, like, two of them.
Yeah,
no,
it was two of them back to back.
I know one of them was definitely a sanitation truck, I can tell you that much.
It was just two of them sanitation.
Twice. We went completely off topic. Once again, my ass is a year and a half.
I got crazy.
I would say, okay.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Maybe like a year to 2 years, I guess. It depends, honestly, on how much you guys have been like learning about each other, how often you guys like sleep over type shit. Yeah. But I like it depends a lot on what you know about the way that they live. Because if you're okay with the whatever the fuck they do in their house, you know, when they're home, quote unquote, like in their home, and you're okay with that, okay, move in whenever you want.
So you're like, telling me if you figure all that out in 3 months, you would move in with somebody after 3 months?
Yeah. That's, everybody's relationship wild. Is different.
That's wild.
I feel kind of the same way as Sam. Like, I don't know, if you love that person and you know how they live, and you know you could live with the way they live, then, like, yeah, sure, move in with them. But it's not, like, there's a lot of other things that go into that. If you know how they live without another person that they're living with, a.k.a. their mother, mm-hmm. then I don't know if that's exactly how they would live with you, and I don't think that is the way that you should expect them to live with you. But if you know how they live and you love them and you want to move in, I wouldn't say like 3 months, 6 months. I think you should be dating them for a while before you say that, just because, like, you know, you gotta be dating somebody for
You never know.
You gotta, yeah, exactly. And you don't know who somebody is in 3 months, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
don't agree with her, like, you just didn't say 3 months.
After a year...
I said that that's the case for you specifically, okay? That's overall not my answer.
After, like, a year, if you have experienced how they live by themselves, then, like, sure, and, like, you have been living by yourself, you know what you're doing, you know what, like, they know what they're doing and everything like that, then, sure, you can move in whenever you guys feel comfortable, but... Like, that should be on your relationship terms. So, if you do love them, you're very sure about them, then, like, sure, do that and everything. Mm-hmm. But, like, Don't do that if you're not sure about the relationship, and don't do that if you're not sure about who they are, how they live without their, without somebody else.
Their mama.
Taking care for them.
Without their mother.
Without their mama.
No.
Yeah, but they gotta be able to live like on their own. Exactly. Without you doing shit for them type of thing.
It's definitely a responsibility type of thing that comes into play, especially at our age, you know, at like 20s, because not a lot of people live on their own at on their 20s, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. Yeah. Whenever you feel fit where you guys are like in love and you know who they are. That's what it is.
I like that. Thank I like you. That.
I said pretty much the same
thing. No,
she did,
not.
But you didn't want to hear it.
Anyway,
thank you, Maya.
Whatever. All right, question two. Would you be in a long distance relationship?
My only question.
Uh huh. I have been in one before, and it was alright.
It was alright.
Like, it's whatever. I don't feel like it's that much of a big deal. Like, it's really not as serious as everyone says. Like, you like sex. That's why you're mad about it. That's it.
Nah, it's
like,
not
grow
just,
the fuck up.
It's not just about sex. It's
I
just,
feel like that, no, that, that's all it's
about.
It's
just, it could be just wanting to be in the presence of your significant other. You know, you don't want to spend your relationship through FaceTime or through video calls or through phone calls or through writing letters. I don't know.
I guess.
Or having to travel to see that person, because that could be...
But long distance is never like... That's never the end of it. Like, at some point, you guys will either live together or live in the same state, the same city, the same town, whatever, you know? So if you really love that person, you can do it temporarily. Get over yourself.
I mean, from a very personal perspective... I think long distance can fully work. Like, it, you love the person, you'll entirely be faithful to them, and that's it. And it's hard, because if you are doing long distance, it's hard to find that end game where you're going to be together. Because if you're doing long distance in the first place, obviously you don't have, like, you're not living in the same place, you know? So you have to find... where you both are going to be able to live in the same place. And that's a hard thing to do, because a lot of people don't want to, you know, you might want to live across the fucking country, you might want to live across the fucking world, mm-hmm. and you don't know. But I think, I mean, if you do love that person and you got, I think what's important is to have an end game. And if you don't have an end game where you both are going to live in the same area, then it might not work. Because you can't, and I don't think you can have an entirely long distance relationship without any fucking end game where you have no idea.
Yeah. You have to like plan out where you guys will end up at some point.
Exactly.
There's no way.
Like,
just,
you
like,
can't
be up in the air for
you can't
like, all
be
that
doing
time.
That. You can't do that. Because it's not going to fucking work, because you can't do long distance forever. Like, obviously, you want to be with the person you're with. And that those travel costs, those travel days, they don't matter if you are with the person you want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's no, like, okay, we're going to be together in X amount of days, I don't necessarily think it's going to work.
She's getting a call from somebody. I don't know who, but I guess it's funny. That's why they're laughing. Oh, yeah, that's funny.
But no, I 100% think long distance can work. And if you guys are on agreement of where you want to end your long distance, that would work. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
I could do long distance. I did it before in a relationship. But I can also see how... somebody wouldn't want to do long distance because what?
Bro, keep talking.
No, what happened? What did you do now?
I'm just getting the Ritz under the table so I could be quiet.
We're trying to get the crackers out, and it's just funny.
Like I was saying, I could see why somebody wouldn't want to do a long distance. I guess. Like, in my case, my ex, she lived in Jersey, and I lived in the Bronx. And I would be the one always traveling to Jersey, and taking a bus to Jersey, bro, And then having to take like a 20-minute walk to her house, that wasn't it, bro. At the time, I loved her, yeah, but I'd be like, bro, this long distance shit is not it. I don't got a car. I can't just drive up to her crib. Just the fact that I'm spending my free time traveling to her, it gets tiring. And then having to spend the money on going to her, that shit sucks. It's ass. But it's like Maya said before, if you truly love the person, that's the person you want to be with, it is worth it. In my case, it wasn't fucking worth it because I'm not with her. But overall, if it had to come to like me and Sam doing long distance, I would do it because you're my baby. Mm-hmm. I love you. But yeah, I would want to make it work. Oh, no, we will make it work. Fuck that.
It's not that hard. So yeah, it would work.
It's not hard. I mean, in our case, it would. You want to go?
I was just going to say, I should have said that. If it's one-sided, obviously, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, it takes two people to do that. And if you're not, if it's not on one side, like, sometimes you'll get trapped. Mm-hmm. It might end up in a fucking trap. And so that will be fucked. And that's not going to work. But, yeah, no, I 100% agree that it could work anyway, as long as both people...
I feel like the only reason why long distance doesn't work sometimes is two reasons: insecurities and separation anxiety. You can't, mm-hmm. You're not gonna be okay with, you know, your girlfriend going to Florida and you being in New York and you don't trust her, and every day you're wondering, oh, what is she doing? Oh, it's been like 10 minutes, she hasn't responded to my text, she's cheating on me. Or if she's going out to a party, oh, like, is she going to, quote-unquote, behave and not cheat on me? And, like Maya says, blase, blase, blah. Yeah, I think insecurities definitely make long distance challenging and is the main reason why shit doesn't work out. And then separation anxiety is just you can't spend fucking 5 minutes without your significant other without bugging the fuck out. I've met people like that. I can't do like that shit of doing absolutely everything together. Like, babe, I love you, but no.
No, that's okay.
She says it like,
so I love to watch Teen Wolf by myself.
But yeah, so I think those two things are why long distance doesn't usually work. Because you can still have communication. Like I said, it's not like you can't see each other. It's hard, but you can still see each other.
They got FaceTime for a reason.
Exactly. They got Skype. I'm pretty sure Uvu, people still fucking
work. Probably still fucking work.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck yes.
Whatever, webcams, whatever. There's a bunch of shit that you can do to see each other. Zoom.
Zoom, house party, like there's mad shit, bro. Figure it out.
So it's all in all, like if you don't got insecurities or separation anxiety, then long distance wouldn't be anything challenging, so to speak. So I would definitely do long distance because it's not my preference, but if that's what it, you know, had to come to, then I'm not gonna end the relationship.
That was another thing I'm going to say. It's not easy. It's not easy, but it's somebody you want to be with, so you're going to do that for them. That's mm-hmm. it. It's not easy at all.
It's only easy if you want to use the long distance as a way to do your significant other dirty.
Exactly. Yes. As mm-hmm. a fucking excuse to mm-hmm. be a bitch. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
Absolutely. Moving on. It's going to stop recording.
Pointed out to you and
you actually didn't.
It's recording, babe.
Yes, I know. I hit the record button.
You gonna cut this out?
No, I'm gonna keep it. All right. Question number 3: if your partner still regularly talks to their ex, are they cheating?
Ooh. Wait, what was it? If your partner still
talks to their ex, are they cheating?
Ooh, I would say not necessarily, because I know damn well Ruben is friends with like one of his exes.
Only one.
Yeah, whatever. Only one. And like I don't know.
I just want to point out I tweeted out yesterday, I do not miss any of my exes. None of them. I'm not with them, and that's for a reason. Well, moving on. I mean, carrying on. The floor is yours.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Really, it goes per person. Because some people out there, they're just fucking cheaters, you know, whatever. But if you're actually friends, do you want another one?
Oh, hell yeah, I want another shot. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can be, like, genuine friends with your ex. Like, it's not a, like, common thing, but it does happen. Whether it's an ex, like, yeah, I was just talking for a little bit, or, yeah, I was fully dating, some shit like that. You can still be friends with them. Like, it is heard of. It's not always that you're cheating.
Maya, would you like to go?
I don't know if I have anything to say, because I only have one ex. And
I miss him dearly.
As of right now, yeah, I still talk to him like we were best friends. And also, that's just like my first boyfriend. Of course, I still talk to him.
I don't talk to my first girlfriend.
I don't know. Like,
definitely fucking not.
Well, that is a different story. But but I don't know. We just ended on regular shit. Like, it wasn't, mm-hmm. It wasn't like, I don't know. It just wasn't like.
It didn't end on a bad note.
It didn't. It didn't at all. Both times.
I didn't think you were going to say.
Awkward. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I was going to say if I have like a future boyfriend that was like, cut your exes off. I don't even know if I would. I don't know if I would be like, sure, yeah. Or if I would be like, no.
I would say no, just because of the fact that like, if you're telling me what to do, obviously you got something going wrong in your fucking head.
That's fact.
Like, if you think I'm with you and I'm also fucking with my ex, like, why am I with you in the first place?
But like, I don't know. Even, like, if I'm talking to somebody, I wouldn't like them talking to their ex, really.
Yeah, you wouldn't, like it. But if they're just friends, okay, they're just friends. That's just them having friends.
I don't know, because, I mean, with my ex in particular, if somebody was, like, I could understand, like, stop talking to your ex, like, because we're exes entirely, mm-hmm. But, I mean,
I don't think it's a problem if you guys talk as, like, just friends. If you say some shit that, like, Jordan was saying, like, you know, it's completely different. But fucking friends, so, it doesn't matter.
Let's say your ex is still hung up on you and you guys are texting and
you shouldn't be friends.
Yeah, shit, okay.
Okay, so then in this case.
Wow! No cap!
Not even that, but like not even like hung up, just like if we were still, even post breakup, if we were still doing you know, the dirty
the nasty,
like, I don't know, I don't think I would like that either.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know what, you know, Jordan, actually, like, met my ex with my ex. We do, like, we're friends still, like, we still talk just like that, but I could understand why somebody would be not necessarily threatened, just like, I don't know, that shouldn't still be going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
that shouldn't still be going on if you're with another person.
Hmm.
At least what is happening right now.
Okay. To answer the question, no, it's not cheating. But I don't know. It's definitely a red flag in a sense. Because I mean, to the, you know, the mic will pick up the whispering, right?
Sorry, I have the honeydew.
We're about to take another shot, another guys.
Sorry.
But yeah, I can see why it would definitely be a red flag to somebody. Just because, you know, that's your ex. Why are you texting that person? But it's like the girls mentioned before. If you're genuinely friends, I think you should just explain that to your significant other as clearly as possible. And show them proof. Show them conversations. You know, like, look, there's nothing romantic going on. It's just general conversation. And then I think it would be fine after that. I want to point out they're having their own private conversation.
No.
I pointed out 607. That was it.
Exactly. We're not having our own fucking conversation. Sam just wanted to point out her birthday. That's what it was.
Bro, what is wrong with you?
607!
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
You should have pointed out 617 for Ali.
I was looking at it for 617.
Just wait till 1204 comes up. This stupid ass
discussion.
And I'm gonna shit my pants. Okay.
Real quick shot break. Let's do this fast. Shot break. Grab another shot, y'all.
Oh my god.
Gay.
Ah.
Oh no.
Sorry about that. Anywho. Yeah, it's not cheating. Not even remotely close to cheating. But like we pointed out, it's definitely enough to be like, what the hell is going on?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, as long as you're not doing anything sneaky and dirty, then show your significant other the proof. Like, Sam has seen the conversation between me and my one cool ex, and she knows that there's nothing going on there.
I agree. I'm sorry. As long as you're honest with your current significant other, I think it's chill. That's it. That's all.
Ditto. Cool. The next question is like a follow-up. Would you get back together with an ex? I'm gonna start with you, Maya.
No, because I've already gotten back together with him. Oh, damn. And it didn't work out. So, no. That's it. That's all.
Okay. Is it my turn?
I'm looking at you very closely.
I would say, if me and, obviously right now, no. But if we were to break up, because I gotta give the people some content.
Mm-hmm. She's looking out for y'all. You see, that's good.
If we were to break up, my answer would still be no, I'm pretty sure. Because, like, I still I don't want them. Like, definitely fucking no. Absolutely not. You wouldn't count in the scenario as an ex because we're together now.
So
we were to break up because at the time we feel like it's not working out.
I don't think that's relevant because you don't know why you would have broken up.
Exactly.
All right.
It depends on why.
Miscommunication.
That doesn't count because you can't know how you're going to break up. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. I'm really intruding. I'm saying that doesn't count. But go ahead.
I don't know. I'm just trying to. Okay, so. All right, never mind. No, never mind.
I don't know. I just don't think that counts because you have no idea why. If you were going to break up, you had no idea why you were going to break up.
I'm just trying.
Because when you break up with someone, it's just like out of fucking nowhere, I feel like. At least that's how I heard.
I guess.
That is true, yeah.
No, ask your question. I really intruded too hard. I caught up the conversation.
So just to say, depending on the reason that we broke up, it could be a yes or it could be a no. If it was like a real, like, I'm never gonna get over this shit, like, you probably won't change whatever the fuck you were doing, or I won't change whatever the fuck I was doing, that's it, we're not getting back together. If it was like a thing that could be changed, it could be improved over time, okay, that's fine.
But if it changed, then you would get back together.
Yes, exactly. Like, that's why I wouldn't get back with any of my exes, because, like, they're not gonna.
You're not intruding, bro. All right. There's no way in hell I'm getting back together with an ex. You're an ex for a reason. If it gets to the point where we can't be together and we can't keep it cordial, I mean, that speaks volume. I don't think that letting time pass would change anything. If you guys just can't function as a couple, then time won't change that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people change, but I feel like if you really want to be with somebody, you can work on making that change happen before you break up. I don't think that it should get to the point where it has to happen after the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And there, at that point, it should just be move on. And that's
especially because, like, sometimes if you, like, yeah, you might change for the better, but then once you get back with an ex, it's like time didn't even change at all for you. Like, you probably go back to, like, your same ways. So, like, whatever the fuck you were doing, like, asked you to break up in the first place, doing it all over again just because you can.
That it depends on, like you said, why you broke up in the first place, but I bring back the point where if you can't make the change during the relationship, then I feel like doing it afterwards is pointless. You're just, you know, you're in the moment, you're incapable of changing. But what, after a year or two, you're a completely different person? I feel like that's not how it works. That's not how it should work. And in my case specifically, there's not one ex that I would ever get back together with. Shit didn't work out. I moved on. And I made changes, but I made changes for my next relationship. So
yes.
Like I don't know.
She stared at me hard when she said that.
I want to disagree, but like, yeah, that makes sense. And I think I want to disagree just because I'm.
This is you want to.
Stupid.
Because I'm stupid. All right. This is not really. Is flirtatiously texting someone other than your significant other cheating? Yeah. That
I would say yes, unless you and your significant other. Excuse me?
Oh, wait, I forgot the flirtatious part.
No, I think you said that.
No, I said it, but I forgot that I said it.
Oh, okay. Anyway, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Fuck. I lost my train of thought.
Do I have to repeat the question?
No, I'm reading it.
Texting.
Definitely it is cheating because, okay, unless you are on a mutual agreement, I got back on track, with your significant other that you are flirting with this person for money or for some type of benefit, okay, that's totally fine. But if you're just doing it because you fucking want to and your SO has no idea, you're fucking, that's fully fucking cheating. Like, what is the purpose of you entertaining this other person? Is it to benefit the both of you? No, it's to benefit you individually? Okay, so that's fucking cheating. That's it, point blank, period. You want to flirt with your fucking significant other?
I'm going to need you to stop looking at me while you're ranting, please.
I wasn't even fucking looking at you.
I agree. There's no flirtatious texting with nobody. That's just, you're trying to get something out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you look dumb.
Exactly.
Because you're cheating.
I don't think it's cheating, but okay. It's definitely a no-no. Cheating is like, to me, cheating is like physical. It's no. Not. I'm not saying that you should flirt with somebody else. I'm not saying that, because if you flirt with somebody else, you best believe I'm gonna kill you. But I didn't mean that literally, guys. Don't take that literal. But nah, it's definitely a, like I said, a big no-no. It's a red flag. Because I mean, what you need to flirt with somebody else for? If you feel like you gotta flirt with somebody else, then that means you're just. Not,
break the fuck up.
You're not. Right. You don't want to be invested in only one person. You want to be entertaining other people, and you gotta ask yourself at that point: do I want to be in a relationship? So, if you get to that point, then I suggest you have a difficult conversation with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your whatever, because you obviously don't respect them enough to not flirt with them. So, like I said, cheating for me is physical, but flirtatiously texting somebody else, that's still a big no-no. Don't do it. Don't do it, y'all. Don't get trapped.
I will say, real quick, just to not, like, really answer the question, but to say, like, to address that Ruben did say, cheating can, yes, it's physical primarily, but it's also emotional. You can definitely emotionally cheat. And that, I think, is a little bit more fucked up than physically cheating.
Point taken. Maya, did you want to piggyback on that?
I mean, I would say that, too, emotionally cheating is entirely equal to physically cheating. But however you want to take cheating, sure. Like, if you want to pretend cheating is, if it, like, only physical, whatever. But if you're going to be, like, flirting with an ex on text, in person, whatever, whether it's not, even if it's not physical, I think that's just, like, fucked up. Regardless if you consider it cheating.
Yeah, it's still fucked up enough to the point where, like, don't fucking do it.
Like, whether you call it cheating or you call it whatever the fuck you want, it's still just, like,
don't do it. You shouldn't be doing it.
You're fucking up your relationship. That's it. You don't give a fuck about your relationship. It's really it. Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thanks, guys, for that.
You're welcome.
These, all right, the next questions, they, okay.
I don't even know why I asked.
Oh.
Would you date someone your family didn't approve of?
Fuck yeah, I hate my family. You will fuck what they want.
I don't think I would, just because of the fact that me and my family, we don't really, like, chat, like, on an everyday basis, like, an every other day basis. We chat whenever the fuck we chat. But when it comes to, like, holidays and shit, my family, it is very obvious when they don't fucking like you. Like, that's just the way they are.
Tell me about it.
They like you.
I'm kidding. They love me.
Yeah, they do. My grandma literally always is like, oh, where's Ruben in Spanish?
Shout out, Wela. Like,
yo, she's always like, oh, well, yeah,
if you listening, if you listening, te amo.
Donde estás mi agua?
If they didn't, if I take you to one of our, like, our Christmas, our Thanksgiving, our reunions, whatever the fuck.
Any family
and
function.
They don't fucks with you, I'm gonna have a terrible time. Because I'm gonna hear about that shit all the fucking time. And I don't want that. Like, I do not want to hear about them complaining about you 24/7. So, therefore, that's it. We're not dating. I'll find somebody else. I don't give a fuck.
Whoa. Interesting.
I definitely would date somebody my family doesn't approve of. But, I mean, I'm currently doing that right now.
Excuse me?
Whoa.
I'm kidding. Relax.
Okay.
But all jokes aside, I mean, it's not their decision who you date, so if I like you enough to date you, then I'm going to date you. But if my family doesn't approve of you, I'm going to definitely take that into consideration, and I'm going to start doing some analyzing, because, I mean, if one person in my family don't like you, listen, whatever. But if six people in my family don't like you, it's like, all right, what is it that, what's going on that they don't like you or they don't, quote-unquote, approve of you? I feel like it also depends who in your family doesn't like you, because if one of my cousins don't like you, my cousins are retarded. People don't like them, so it's like, I don't give a fuck what you're saying. But if my brother doesn't like you, I'm gonna be like, all right, well, my brother, you know, he's not a difficult person to relate to or to speak to or just to, you know, have him like you. So if he doesn't approve, then I'm gonna take a step back and be like, all right, well, you know, what is it that I need to do for myself? Because if my brother can't be cool with you, then listen, you a dog. But at the end of the day, it's like I said, it's up to you. It's how strongly you feel about the person. And who knows? People change their minds a lot over time, so they could start off not liking you over some protective reason for God knows what. And then 2 months later, they're like, oh yeah, she's cool. So if your family don't approve, I don't think it should be a, all right, we can't date. But I think it's just a wake-up call to be like, all right, well, now I got to step back and actually think, is this person the one for me? Either way, I will still date you. But I'm going to put you through some tests, bro.
I was listening to both of your responses. I feel no way at all about any of my family. I couldn't, like, maybe my, not even my mother. She's crazy.
My mom kind of likes everybody.
Yeah, no, she does. She does. Yeah. And, like, my family be asking about Jordan all the time, but I don't know. I feel they just like me. So whoever I like, they like.
I think a big thing for me is, like, my sisters, if they don't like you, yo, it's a wrap. It's over. I'm sorry. It's over.
Okay, so we lit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can't go based off of, like my mom not liking somebody, because my mom is super overprotective, and that whole, oh yeah, you're my first, so I want to make sure you're happy, bullshit, whatever. I get it, but my mom is just, like I said, is trying to make sure that I'm happy, I'm in a good situation. But my mom, you gotta prove that you're good for me. So, and Sam knows that. You know that.
Sam done that.
Sam did that. Kind of. But whatever, not the point.
Bully!
Thank you.
But yeah, but I feel like it depends on who in your family doesn't like the person. Because if my dad comes and tells me, oh yeah, I don't like your girlfriend. Yo. My dad literally likes everybody. He has no bad blood with nobody. So it's like, if my pops can't get himself to like you, then it's like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? If my grandmother from my dad's side doesn't like you, I don't care. It's like, whatever, bro. Like, you're an old lady. Like, whatever. I love you, but, you know, like, it don't matter.
I think I have enough experience. That's what it is. Because I don't know. Some of my friends, they haven't, like, they didn't really like Jessica, but Jessica is, like, not a fucking alcoholic. so I don't know why they didn't like her. But, I mean, yeah, I don't think I have enough experience with them. And also, they're just off entirely. They're just retarded. I'm just reiterating that. I don't give a fuck.
But you don't
about
care,
my,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think my dad would probably be like, I think he's like the only one that would be like, I don't care. Because you're saying that shit because I'm your fucking daughter. Like, that's why you're saying it. So I don't care. Oh, like, at really? Some point, you will like this person.
Oh, no, I would want your dad's approval. Knowing your father, I would want your dad's approval.
He looks very scary.
That's it.
I've heard that, like, all my life. It's like, oh, that's your dad. He looks so intimidating.
He is.
I don't.
He is.
I kind of thought that until I heard him speak, and I was like, oh. Yeah.
Now people hear him speak, and they say the same shit. I'm like,
I'd be
what?
Scared.
So light, he's so light-spoken. He's so light spoken. I'm like,
hear him mad, bro.
Like,
I don't
want to. When I first met
that is some
when
shit.
I first met Sam's dad,
I
was like, oh damn, yeah. One of those like hard, overprotective fathers. And then I heard him speak. I was like, oh, all right, I'm not dealing with that. But
Sam's father is scary.
Sam's dad is scary. If you're listening, pops, you scary.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is not scary at all. I mean, he's just a goofy ass.
Yeah, your dad is not scary.
6'4".
Uh-uh.
Smile all the way up to his ears.
My dad
guy.
Does not smile.
I met him. I like him.
But I love my pops. He's mad cool. Not the point. I've been in that situation, though, where my family did not approve of somebody I was dating. I don't have to speak about how the relationship went.
But, like, wherever you are now.
But yeah, it was weird, because it's like, whenever I had her over, my brother didn't want to talk to her, my mom didn't want to talk to her. Whenever I have other family over, they were like,
I would hate that.
And it's an awkward position. It's like, bro, like,
because
you know, you love your family, you want to be involved with your family, but then it's like, you don't want, you don't want to leave your significant other in, like, not involved in whatever's going on. So it's definitely an awkward position. Some people go through with it though, the awkwardness. But I don't know. I would, like I said, I would still date somebody that my friends or family didn't approve of.
Oh, if my friends didn't approve, you ask the fuck out.
See, with guys, is
you don't know. Already? You can't come in the crib.
For real.
Hey, we let Ruben live in the crib. So
y'all know I'm good. Nah, I think Sam told me that I had to get the friend approval before I could, like, start coming
that's
over.
That's why I wouldn't.
That's good. You really worked your way to us. You came in the crib.
Yo, I will not forget the first time I FaceTimed Sam and she introduced me to the roommates all at once, and I was like, damn, I gotta get the approval from these three girls, bro. Like, yo, like, what? But through FaceTime calls, they started fucking with me, and then
they were
drunk
that day.
100%. I can't they imagine cool, we weren't.
And fast forward, I'm living in the crib now. Alright, moving on.
Oh, God.
This is okay.
That's a dumb question.
Yeah, it's a dumb question. Oh, okay. How long would you want to date someone before getting engaged? I'm gonna let the lady speak first.
Whoa.
The options are 1 year, 2 years, 3+ years, and I don't want to put a time frame on it. I just think when you know, you know.
Why there's bone in this?
I don't know. I don't want to say no. It's burnt.
Nigga, this is a bone.
There's
though.
No chance it's bone. It was a. It was.
Put
a
it in your mouth.
I'm gonna go ahead and say. I kind of lean more with the. I don't want to put a time frame on it. I just think when you know, you know.
I kind of agree with that. I think mm-hmm. that's what I was gonna say, but I think you should also live with the person.
Hmm. Yes, I think you should definitely live with somebody before you get engaged. Cause you can't. I feel like living with someone really tells you whether you can spend the rest of your life with them or not. And if you want to propose before you live together, that's reckless. Good luck.
I agree. Because it's like, once you're married, what, you're not going to live with your husband or wife?
Yeah. I'm like, you ain't got nowhere to go, bro. If you don't like them, like, divorces I've heard are very expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Do you want to go through all that?
The stress. My father has that issue right now. Living with his girl. He don't want to get married, but she does. And, yeah, no, it's a whole thing. We were talking about when we were playing pool. Because that's when we bond. That's the only time we bond together.
Playing pool.
When we're playing pool. And he was telling me, like, oh, it's easier to break up than get a divorce. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, in their perspective, they're fucking old. And they've been together. They've been together for, I think this is their third year together, and now they're living together. I think they could fully get married and they can die together. Like, that's fine. And also, talking for my dad, from my dad's perspective, like, my dad's a giant dickhead, and he's so much better with her. Like, God, he doesn't, like, he used to suck dick.
Wow.
And now he's so much better. He's so much nicer and, like, loving.
Yeah.
And just more emotional.
My parents, they weren't married. They were just together. And I think after my dad split from my mom, he became cool. He became cooler. And right? I feel like... if the whole process of divorce would have transpired between him and my mom, I feel like my dad would not be who he is today. I feel like he would have been a... I know he's going to listen to this, so let me not speak illy about my father, but I just feel like he wouldn't be the guy that he is today. But to answer the question, I feel like if you're going to propose to somebody, it should be at a point when you know they're not going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to think about, oh, will she say no, it's not the don't time. Do it. So I don't, I like, when it comes to that point for myself, I'm not going to put a time frame on it because time doesn't matter. It's a point of knowing that, yeah, she's going to say yes. And I'm gonna get married to you and it's gonna work out.
So. Not only that, oh, sorry, Rita. No, go ahead. Okay. I feel like you should take other things into consideration. Like, can you afford a wedding? Like, you know, when would you get married? Because girls don't want to be engaged for that long. You be engaged for like a year, maybe two at most, and then you get fucking married, you know? You had the wedding of your dreams. So you can't afford a wedding. You had that talk with the girl who you want to propose to, and, you know, you plan shit out. You fake it, whatever. And then you figure out, should I propose now? Should I not propose? Should I wait? You know, whatever. Whatever the fuck. Yeah, that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Anything else?
No, I'm good.
No, I agree. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't agree with marriage. But, like, marriage is, like, like, okay, sure. Everybody wants to get fucking married. But if you want to get married, you might as well have a big-ass wedding, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's how I feel. I want to have a whole day to myself. Like, so, I want my whole fucking marriage to be extravagant. Mm-hmm. I want my wedding to be extravagant. So, if I'm going to get married, I want somebody to propose to me extravagantly. And I want a wedding to be extravagant.
If Maya's future husband is listening, bro, take notes. Because if it's not extravagant, she's hitting you with a hard dub.
Also, notes for Maya, or just anybody. If you cannot afford an open bar at your wedding, don't have one.
Oh, facts. Oh, facts. That is for Maya as well.
If the guests at the marriage, or at the wedding, excuse me, are not fucked up, then you did not have a good wedding, bro. No. Open bar is like a must, bro. And a valid DJ playing valid music.
Yes.
Is a must. I mean,
far from the question. A little bit. I had to put that in there.
We derailed from the question, but these are some valid points.
Answer the question. But yeah, as soon as you know, sure. It doesn't matter about time. When you know. And when you know, they're going to say yes. Yeah, all right, I agree.
What if somebody felt like they knew at like 4 months?
Well,
if they both are on agreeance, okay. Yeah. That is what it is. I'm not going to judge you for it. You got a happy life. All right, whatever. I don't care.
They're probably dumb. Have they lived together? What's the scenario?
All right, scenario. They don't live together.
No. Because you can't live. No. No. I don't care. No.
Alright, this is the last question. Sorry. It's kind of a stupid question, because I feel like we all have the same answer, but whatever. Is love a feeling or a choice?
I'm not answering first. You answer first.
Why do I have to answer first?
Because I've been answered first. Maya have been answered first.
I'll answer first, if you want me to.
So go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, Maya.
I fully think love is a feeling. And I think, but I also think you can choose to, I don't. That was a lie. No, love is a feeling. And if you fall out of love with somebody, then, hey, okay. If you fall out of love with somebody, then, I mean, it's not it. Like, sure, you can decide to be in a marriage with somebody and have kids with somebody. You can choose to do that and you can choose to have your life with somebody where you know you can build this life with whoever you want to, sure. But me personally, I wouldn't ever choose to try to love somebody and build the life with somebody. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm naive. I'm only 20 years old. But, like, I don't know. I think love is fully a feeling. And if you're not feeling that feeling with somebody, then you should just break up with them. I mean I'm a fully entirely a pessimist, but I don't think you're gonna have like a love for your whole entire life, because you're gonna mm-hmm. change. But if you do find your love and then you end up not necessarily not changing, but you're in a point where you're ready to settle down and you're kind of on a stagnant part of your life where you're not really, not necessarily not growing, but you're not growing.
That's the alcohol talking.
But if you're not like right now we're in our 20s, we're fully fucking growing. So like if you can't find a person where you're gonna grow with and you're gonna love entirely, where you're feeling that feeling and you're feeling like you're fully in love with them and that you're growing and you're still in love with them, then I don't think it's gonna work. Because you can't force yourself to grow with somebody who's growing in the opposite direction, because you're not gonna fully love them still. So you can't build a life with them. But you can choose, sure, you can choose to build a life with somebody that you think you can build a life with, you think you can build a family with, you think you can continue whatever career path you're going on. But if you want to build yourself entirely and you think you can build yourself that way, and then that person is also going to build parallel to that way, let's go geometry, parallel with you, and you feel that way still, where you're just like entirely in love with them and you love everything that you do with them, then sure, I mean I fully believe in love, and you feel that way, and that's how you guys grow together, and you are both in love that way, and then that's how you live your life in love entirely, and that's a feeling. That's it.
Interesting.
Good night.
Good night, folks. I'm gonna say it's both. Love is a feeling and a choice. And okay, I say it's both because obviously you gotta feel love for the person, but I think you choose whether or not you put yourself in a vulnerable state where you feel like, yeah, I love this person. And that derives from, you know, being done dirty in past relationships and insecurities. But I feel like you won't truly love a person or allow yourself to say, yeah, I love you, until you choose to allow yourself to feel love. And I'll give an example. When me and Sam were dating, I forgot how many months we were already dating, but we went on a date, we went to eat at some place, and we were talking, and, you know, we were caught up in the moment and whatever. And she opened her mouth and she stopped, and I said, what happened? And, you know, she tried to, no, nothing. How's your food? Trying to change the subject, and I was like, nah, seriously, like, what were you going to say? And then she was going to say, you know, like, I felt like saying in the moment, like, I love you. And in that moment, like, obviously, I liked her a lot, and I could have brought myself to be like, yeah, like, I love you too. But I felt like at the time, like, I wasn't ready to open myself up and be completely vulnerable and feel love, because she knows about my past relationships, and she knows how them bitches have done me dirty. Fuck them bitches. But yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, yo, they did me dirty, bro.
I shouldn't have laughed.
Just cool. But yeah, for me, you know, I knew that I with her at one point, I wanted to get to the point where, you know, I allowed myself to fall in love with her. But it's hard, because when you're, you know, when people do you dirty, it's like you don't want to put yourself in a position where, you know, history repeats itself, and is like, you know, damn, like, I let myself get fucked over again. Or, you know, for the first time in the first, that came out wrong, whatever. But yeah, so I think it's a matter of, once you feel it, whether or not you choose to let it manifest, which is why I say it's both a feeling and a choice.
Okay, yeah. I just want to quickly address that, like, I didn't fully say I love you.
Okay, yeah, she didn't say, oh yeah, I love you, but no, she was like, she was like, yeah, like, I felt like saying, like, I love you.
I felt like it. I didn't say it. He said it first.
Bro, she
That's the point I wanted to make.
She loved me at the time, bro.
No.
Have y'all met me?
Shut up.
On the...
Anyways, point I was gonna make was, you know what time it is?
No.
Love.
Oh, it's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, bro. Love.
Yo, y'all better tune into this whole thing, bro.
My nigga, shut up.
I'm so sorry.
Love is... I agree with both Maya and Ruben. It is a feeling and it is a choice. Not a choice in that, like, you're necessarily choosing who you love. Because if that's the case, you most likely are not going to be happy. No, I'm being serious. If you choose off of, like, I don't know, whatever standards you go by, like, who you want to be in love with, I don't think that you're necessarily going to have a good time. Because it's like you're forcing yourself, kind of, to love this person for God knows what reason. And I say it's a feeling because, like, when you feel you love someone, you just like, feel it. Like, you know, because it's, like, something inside of you is, like, I love you. I want to be with you for... as of right now, for like forever type of thing, you know, like that is love. Like, you love everything about them. Like, even in the bad times, you're like, oh yeah, I still love you. Unfortunately, like, you're doing a bad job, but I love you, you know. I thought you were gonna say something. Okay. Yeah, and it's also a choice in that, like, you choose if because of this love that you feel, whether or not you actually want to, like, proceed and you want to keep it going, you want to, like, progress in your relationship or whatever the fuck. Yeah, that's it, right? That's it. I didn't keep going.
It sounded like you were going to keep going.
I thought I was. But I didn't want to, like, reiterate what I was saying with different words. Because, like, that right there is the point.
Interesting. On that note, we're gonna wrap it up. If you tuned into the whole episode, we want to give
congratulations.
You did yourself a solid.
We are entertaining as fuck.
That's facts.
That's big facts. If you're not following us on Instagram, make sure to follow us at Officially Shop Talk. Want to give a big thank you to my roommates, Sam and Maya. Thank you for co-hosting with me.
Mm-hmm. At void.sam.
My at is at m.a.y.a.m. It's honestly a trip.
You'll find her on my Instagram at void.sam. Don't,
like, it's just stupid.
Don't worry, I'll post her as on the Instagram page.
I have a lot of followers, but it's honestly a stupid ad.
I agree entirely.
On that note, thank you for tuning in. Catch you guys on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.